Cheers, brother.
ACM, hoichka CM, CIA. Chief Skalutz, not snot to stay with you. Chief Yopa, not snot to stay with you, Squamish. Welcome to our traditional territory here, and I saw your movie. It was great.
Oh, God.
It was really good.
Sure.
We did a talk together with Bill McGibbon, and Bill McGibbon says, really have to respect the guy when he could throw an axe and sue you at the same time.
It'd be a hell of a proceeding.
But what I saw in that was great, and that's what I try to share when I try to share some of the openings, why we do what we do. And that has to do with the connection to our lands. And, you know, I'm a family therapist, and I remember in school we studied a psychologist, Lev Vygotsky. And he did a study in the 1920s in Russia on people with culture and life and people without. And it was the outcomes were simple. You lived longer, you were less stressed, you're more successful for the people that had culture. Whole bunch of good things. And over again, I see that. And for the work that I do, it was important for me to have that in my life. And I could see that with my brother here and the work that he does and spreading out the message and what we feel is sticking up for the sacred. Sticking up for the sacred, protecting the sacred. How we feel about one another and the people that we love in our lives, the connections that we have. You know, every single culture in the world have a ceremony that's in common, that's marriage. That marriage, you honor that because that's a ceremony between two people. When they love each other, you leave that person's presence and your spirit's fed. We learn that ceremony from our elements that we use, and I can see it in almost every culture and every religion and every spirituality. They use fire, water, air, and earth, all the elements. You know, they light a candle or some incense or sage or sweetgrass or whatever it might be. But what that's used for is to grow a connection to our elements. If we didn't have one of them, we wouldn't be here. And that's part of who we are. When we pass away, we go back into the earth. We go back into those elements. And that means something. So what we try to do is what we end up having is an intimate connection to our lands and to our water. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we protect the sacred. That's why we wouldn't put down our children and let anything horrible happen to them. It's for their future generations that we're doing this. It's for our kids and the people that we love that we want to do something to stop some of this crazy destruction that's happening to our sacred. And we do it, as my grandfather said, Chief Dan George. He said, we'll pick up the tools of the white man's ways, his customs and his traditions and his laws, and we'll rule our people by the teachings of Mother Earth. That's what he said, and that's what we're doing. He said, in my lifetime, he said, I'd like to see our people govern and govern ourselves and create ourselves to be the proudest segment of our society. It has been a black era of our people through the residential school experience and all these things that have happened. When it was against the law to talk about the sacred of what we talk about. It was against the law to speak our language. But now there's nothing holding us back. And we're going to move forward with the teachings of our Mother Earth. And not only are we going to move forward and use the teachings of Mother Earth and incorporate them like I did with my work, like we're doing now, like what my brother does and the work that he does, but we're going to share how we do that. And we're going to remind us what it is to be a human being and to be connected to those beautiful things that make us who we are. So I'm really proud and honored to introduce my good brother here and the good hard work that he does and persevering through, a good example for my son to look at and to have a role model like this, to be in tune with our culture and our spirituality, but also be a mighty pebble thrown into the pond and ripple out to the world and to the people. So thank you, my brother, and let's give him a round hand.
Welcome. Nice and chill, buddy.
See ya. Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be here with you again this evening. On behalf of the Halkominum and Amnesty and Lawyers' Rights Watch, the Vancouver Public Library, we want to be able to introduce Caleb to you. My name is Robert Morales. I'm the chief negotiator for the Halkominum Treaty Group, and my traditional name is Thalfit. Caleb Ben is a Echo Dene and Dunaza Cree from the Treaty 8 territory in northeastern BC. He is recently graduating from the University of Victoria with a Juris Doctorate degree and is among the first of the UVic law students to be granted the concentration in environmental law and sustainability. Prior to going to law school, he was an oil and gas officer for the West Morley First Nations and a lands manager for the
Soto
First Nations. So Caleb has been on the front lines of the oil and gas development in his territory through BC's most recent boom in natural gas development. After finishing an undergraduate degree in political science with a focus on indigenous state relations, he again was hired by the West Morley. He, as has already been said, and I want to thank our representative from Tsleil-Waututh for welcoming us, and also acknowledge the traditional territories of the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and the Squamish nations here. He worked on a documentary film called Fractured Land, and it focuses on the impact of hydraulic fracturing and unconventional gas development in Canada and New Zealand. So tonight we're going to be honored to listen to Caleb speak on Indigenous law as a solution to resource conflict in his area, Treaty 8's, the unconventional energy development that is currently occurring there through hydraulic fracking. And this apparently contains, Treaty 8 contains the second largest hydrocarbon deposit on the earth. So this has led to litigation, to blockades, to other forms of conflict with First Nations communities. And so tonight Caleb's going to discuss with us the potential for Indigenous laws and legal traditions to ensure the preservation of the environment. So it's a great deal of pleasure that we have the opportunity to listen to Caleb this evening, and again give him a great applause.
Oh boy. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.